It's that time of year, it's springtime, so a baseball story, like Bruce, although it doesn't involve drunkards and degenerates like that. This is about me bringing one of my kids to his very first baseball game. This was 30 years ago in Baltimore. We lived in the Washington area at the time. Where I worked, the owners had of the company had season tickets, and when they weren't going to the games, they would have a lottery, and employees could put their names in. And I was lucky one evening, and I won a couple of tickets to go to a Baltimore Orioles game. And I brought my son, Andrew, who was 4 years old at the time. Now, we didn't call him Andrew then, we called him Tete, because his older brother, who was six, could not pronounce Andrew. So for the first six, seven, 8 years of this kid's life, he was Tete, he wasn't Andrew. So got in the car on a beautiful summer evening from our house outside Washington, drove 30, 40 miles or so to Baltimore, parked the car, and went to the game. And I made sure that we got there early for batting practice, because I wanted him to get a good sense of the ambiance of a baseball game on a beautiful summer evening in a beautiful park with beautiful tickets, great tickets, because we were in the 12th, 13th row behind third base. Great tickets. So got there. I made sure to get him a hot dog and a drink so he could soak in the ambiance, and he hadn't had dinner yet. And we go and we sit down in our seats, and he starts munching his hot dog, and we look around, and wonderful ambiance. The players are on the field, throwing the ball around, running, hitting the ball, goofing off with each other, and so on. Just having a swell time. So Andrew, or Tete, he's looking around, he's taking it all in, sort of wondering what's going on, turns to me and says, "Dad, can I go on down there onto the field? Can I play with them too?" I says, "Well, no, Tete, you really can't. We've come here to watch the game. Those players, they play and we watch. That's how it works." And he sort of slumped his shoulders a bit glumly. He didn't particularly care for that. He watches a little bit longer. He asks me, "Dad, those players down there, do they have kids? Do they have kids too, just like you have kids?" I said, "Well, I imagine some of them do have kids." I'm wondering, why is he asking that? He says, "Those players, the ones that have kids, can their kids go down onto that field and can they play there?" I say, "Well, no, they really can't, although they do have these father-son games every now and then, I think, and maybe the kids go down there and play." He says, "Is it one of those days with the father-son's games?" He says, "No." I say, "Unfortunately, no, it isn't." And he's getting edgy now. And because, you know, he's a toddler. I know what might be coming. He's getting edgy. He's just sitting in a chair. He might throw a fit soon, and I would be exposed to the entire crowd as a bad parent who can't keep control of my kids. So I do a typical parenting strategy. I try to divert him. So I say, Tete, can you see down there? Some of the players are all dressed one way and some of the other players are dressed another way. I says, "Oh yeah, that's right. Those are called uniforms. So they're wearing uniforms so we can tell the difference between the home team, our team, the Baltimore Orioles, and the other team, which if I remember were the Tigers, the Detroit Tigers." And he says, "If you see a whole bunch of those players, they have like a little bird on their hat. That's the Baltimore Oriole there." So he says, "So why do they have those things? Why do they dress like that?" He says, "Well, so that we can tell, you know, which is our team and which is the other team." And he says, "Yeah, but don't they all know each other?" I says, "Well, they probably know each other, but we don't. So that's how we can figure that out." And he considers for a bit more. He says, "Dad, could I get an uniform?" He couldn't say uniform. "If I got a uniform, could I go down there and play too?" And And that's sort of the end of the story. And the moral of the story is, sometimes if you're a parent or you're an adult, things that seem completely logical and obvious to you make no sense to a small child. And if you think about it from the standpoint of the child, it really doesn't make any sense, because I realized what he was thinking. Why would I get in a car, drive 30, 40, 50 miles, sit down just to go watch a whole bunch of other people play? Makes no sense to a four-year-old. So that was my first baseball game with one of my kids. And I think that was 1992. So I think that was 30 years ago this year.